So this is what's the podcast going to be called?
I don't know.
I was thinking boobs.
Boobs.
We've asked Adam and Thomas. That way we get loads of viewers and loads of listeners. We want to look at boobs.
You like boobs?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I think people are going to pretty much see what we're trying to do.
No, it's pretty relevant. The topic's pretty relevant because we're going to be the main topic theme of the day will be women and relationships. So that'll be the main talking point.
Getting in trouble for this.
No, we'll be fine.
Like him. So yeah, too much.
What?
You like relationships too much.
I'm getting in major trouble if
Tom loves a relationship.
He likes to be the bitch, though.
So what's coming up in the show? First I want to find out what you guys have been getting up to. Then we got the shit joke of the week that'll be brought to us by...
It is terrible.
Thomas. Right, Thomas, you're doing it. It's going to be good. And then we got things that annoy Adam. So pretty much things that grind his gears.
A lot of stuff do grind my gears.
That will go on for probably the most.
I can make it last about 10 hours.
Yeah, if the microphone still works.
No. Well, you're going to branch out and do your own. So.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Just a lot of things grind my gears right now. Have you been one of them?
Oh. Flapjack as well.
Flapjack. Oh, I love flapjack. I'm going to take him a bite.
Adam just nearly choked on a flapjack earlier. I actually performed the Heinrich maneuver.
You can't even say it.
The maneuver. And
you can't say it.
I saved Adam's life. Not even joking. Went blue. He went blue. We all saw it.
Yeah, he didn't.
Sharpie went blue. I saved his life. We got my advice of the week, which will be, I think it's going to be brilliant advice.
I don't know. Is it your advice?
It's my advice.
I would not.
We got the hypothetical question of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I'm not even sure if we're going to use our hypothetical question. I've been in Spain a long time.
Maybe you shouldn't be presenting.
No. Then we've got our main talking topic, women and relationships. I'm sure Thomas has lots to say about that.
No, this is... I can't...
Okay, all right. And then we've got the top 10 most read BBC headlines read out while eating an awkward food. Now, incidentally enough, I'm pretty sure Flapjack has to go off the list after Adam nearly choked on it.
Well, I don't think Adam can do the...
I can.
I'm scared for you to do it, because you'll die, because you're not in a good state. It's going to be Thomas eating marshmallows. So he's going to read the top 10 headlines, and then while eating the marshmallows, we'll take a few pictures. Should be quite funny. If it's not funny, I'll make it funny. I'll put one of them backup audiences that you're getting, like friends. And then we got the song suggestion of the week. Has anyone even got one?
Well, I could have, yeah.
Everyone can think of something.
It can't be one of yours, because that's so depressing.
Not one of mine, but I could.
I'm not that good.
No.
And then that'll be the end of the show. So... Okay, what have you guys been doing then? Adam, tell us.
I've been working, I've been going to the gym a little bit.
I've only been to the gym like twice in my life, and I went with Hearing, and I can't do it, man. I just like...
Why?
If I have one of those running machines, that's me sorted. Fair whatever. I just run on them forever.
Yeah, but you're like a puppy, like you'd be happy with an open field. Like,
you want a running machine?
That's what I do. I imagine an open field and I just run.
Just pretend someone behind you throwing a ball. Yeah, that ball's not getting any closer. You run, but it's still there.
It's he dreams. It's like he's like a puppy when he has a nightmare. He's like running.
His legs run, yeah. That's a good point. You better not do that tonight, because I think we're spooning.
Are we all spooning?
Oh, man. I know, do you want to be in the middle?
No, I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping in the bed. I'm sleeping on the floor.
Right? Oh, okay.
I am. Well, that's what I did last time.
So. Well, that's what you thought you did last time on your own.
We pick
obviously.
You up.
We
made you. You're a heavy sleeper, Tom.
What was I saying? Anyway, but I was just going to say, like, if you want a running machine...
Yeah.
Just a thought. Go to the airport, find an escalator, just use that. Just
that's
get
like
in the way.
Machine.
You'll be completely in the way.
That will not only work your thighs, it may also work your buttocks. Nice firm buttocks.
I could be on a nice, I could be on an advert.
I know. Yeah.
Next thing. Aaron,
that was Union Jack.
Aaron, what have you been doing apart from going to the gym?
I look about joining the RAF.
The RAF.
RAF. Yeah. RAF. But... So I went to see them, spoke to them, seem nice people. So hopefully that's going to happen sometime this year, Tom.
That's awesome, man.
Is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know, man.
I'm happy for you. I want you to go.
I'm not cut out for that sort of stuff.
No, you can be there.
I'll be one of like the poor grunts that like get sent in first. Like Operation Human Shield 2. You know?
Yeah, too skinny.
The Venezuelan War.
Yeah, so anyway, what else? Raph, and then what? Right, good answer. Good answer, right. Thomas, what about you?
Oh, yeah. Well, bloody hell. I have been...
doing nothing.
Not nothing.
Sitting in my room, thinking about painting.
Well, hang on, wait a minute. Look at the computer. He asked me what I was doing.
I'm telling him what you were doing.
What website?
Waiting for a text.
What website?
Pornhub. The Tube. New Jersey. I don't know a lot,
It sounds like you do, mate.
No. Go on, what else are you saying?
Well, what
Twisties. I've actually...
Oh, my God.
I'm joking, go on. Just make up names.
I haven't even heard of that one.
Making up names.
It's one of the best ones.
You've got a load of viruses.
Lemon party or something. I haven't really answered, but you've pretty much got it all in one, really. I haven't really been doing much.
The most productive thing you've done so far.
Well, pretty much. I mean, ever since I got this microphone, I've just been sort of making music, I guess. And, yeah, like that. Some hardcore techno house, you know.
Gay club, yeah.
Or for your gay porno.
For gay pornos, like, oh, internet you look into.
Do you know? RedTube is going to be like our major sponsor after this.
RedTube, best quality porn for free.
And we actually have to like.
Dudes, with Oscar, Adam, and Thomas, brought to you by you jizz. You won't jizz harder without you jizz.
Oh, God. But basically, right.
I don't work in the porn industry. Go on.
I've sort of been doing a few paintings. I got actually a letter from uni today. Which is a bit,
that's always good.
No,
you're already at uni. It's
always
uni welcoming.
No. It's actually, I have a sort of quite a like a motherly sort of housemate.
Can I just say, Adam's terrified of his flapjack now. He's taken one bite out of it, choked on it for about 10 seconds. To literally, Tom was like, "Are you joking?" And Adam just put on like the most terrified face of his life. No,
I
stood up like a hero and just I just Heinrich the butt.
Yeah, Tom, where were you?
Well, I was
watching.
This
was a test.
This was a test.
Are you the best friend?
I was so scared.
Obviously, Oscar's done it.
Literally, what came through my head was, "Oh, we won't be able to do the podcast. Must save Adam for the podcast."
Doing it, I choked on the flapjack.
I got it out in four thumps. Yeah. Anyway, go on about your thing.
It was a nice workout for the stomach.
That sounds so wrong.
What else have you been doing?
What else?
Any of that? Any pumping?
Did you thump your girl?
I am going to get in so much trouble if I answer that.
Oh,
like,
not deny it.
Well, if you say no,
Amy, I feel sorry for you.
God.
Yeah, everyone does. Anyway, go on.
Pretty much nothing that interesting. I mean, I've been going back and forth to Cambridge, and I'm actually going away this weekend.
Ooh, where?
To Wales next.
Wales? How
Wales,
exotic.
Wales.
Where's
next
that?
By the sea or whatever.
A museum full of whales.
Well, that's basically.
No, well, very good. That was funny. Well done, you're a real funny guy.
Yeah, well, wait for the bad joke that I'm gonna
do. Oh, the shit joke of the week. I can't wait. It's gonna be good.
No, it is terrible.
Is it offensive to anyone?
No, it's not. It's really kind of terrible, and I got a few pity laughs, but that's about it.
That's probably just embarrassment.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Oscar? I mean. You've been to Spain and all that, so...
Yeah, I went to Spain, I've come back, been to Spain. I've just been doing that a lot, yeah.
Oscar, you've got the cushiest job out of all of us. I mean...
Yeah. Well, I had the same job that you had, only I worked half the hour, less than half the hours than you do,
and
probably got paid more.
Yeah, pretty much.
And gets money given to him each week.
Yeah.
Basically, Spain is in ruins, so they keep thinking everyone should learn English, which is a bad idea, because... No, my mum, you'll never fully perfect the language.
So, ooh. as a message
I
to everybody in Spain.
I just my own mum, didn't I?
Yeah, but everyone in Spain, it's like, don't bother learning English because you're not going to sound good enough.
You just sound silly.
You'll never be good enough. You can try, but you always sound like a... like a Spaniard. Go on, anyway. I've just been in Spain. I've been teaching and... I've meant to do one essay for the year, and I've managed to do that. Like, it's so depressing. Like, I'm almost halfway through my placement, and all I've managed to do is secure a title. Hmm. But I'm sure everyone's been through that problem where they just wait for the last thing.
the last minute. Well, everyone does
the last second.
Last minute.
Well, that's all I've been doing. Have you been hit by any taxis lately, Tom? I think this is a time to like get it out in the open, because everybody's... I'm sure a lot of people who don't really know you well enough won't ask about the taxi.
I need to release
but it's
your fear.
Got to have been heard. They must have known
face
you've been
your fear.
Smashed by a taxi. Like to be smashed by a taxi. Yeah. Thumped in its newly turned.
These two guys were so sympathetic after it happened. I mean, they were actually quite worried until...
I called your dad.
Well, yeah, and like,
I wanted to know what taxi and who the driver was, so I could celebrate. And congratulate.
Well, when I came back to Cambridge, I came back to Cambridge with a limp and could barely walk, you two were so nice because basically you would just like slap me around the face, then like walk a little bit faster than me, and so you're just a little bit out of reach.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
That is literally the most annoying thing you've ever done to me. Is that I've had you just slapping me around the face and I can't catch up, and you just like walk a little bit out of reach.
You just got to hit him and run a couple yards, laugh,
get the exercise, even when he's ill.
Yeah.
Well, basically the whole taxi occurrence, if you want me to go into it, it was a drunken night out in Norwich, Party Central, obviously.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, no, it was
in bed with a cornet,
with a vegetable.
Well, the thing is that I actually met people that night that I still don't remember meeting, and actually a few days after they had heard of the accident, and they were like, "Oh, you're right," and I was like, "I don't know you." It was like a Richard Hammond moment there. Yeah. I was just like, who the fuck are you?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going to compare myself to him because obviously his accident was a lot worse. But basically, I rolled over the windshield, smacked my head.
Did you smack it with a taxi light sign?
No, man. I just rolled over. I rolled over hit the front of the car, rolled over, smacked my head on the actual pavement. I didn't hit my head on the taxi, but I smacked my head as I was falling down. This turned quite somber.
You must have been angry at the time.
I was
sort of thing I knew you would do.
I was absolutely out of it. And this is so bloody embarrassing. This is so bloody embarrassing.
It's all dirty now.
Because after that, it was complete darkness, just complete pitch black.
Was it nighttime?
It must have been nighttime.
Fuck off. All right.
Have you got your head in a bucket or something?
No, this is serious. Because
the guy was covering your eyes because he didn't want you to see your mortally destroyed legs.
Suddenly, I was being dragged by a few people like going, "Oh man!"
And let me guess, there's explosions in the background. Yeah. You went shell shocked.
No, no.
And two girls.
What do we do now, sir?
Two girls were above me saying, "Are you okay?" And literally, nice. I said the stupidest thing I have ever said.
Are you mother and daughter?
No.
Come back to mine.
No, it was worse than that. It's like, I got to stop myself
get
from saying it.
Get to the fucking point.
Yeah, I basically said, are you angels, basically.
I did. Oh, God, could you imagine if you came back all, like, religious and just sort of, the power of Lord has saved me from this,
Anyway,
Holy taxi man, I bless ye.
I think I need to hear a shit joke of the week.
Fuck, this is going to make it even more, like...
I'm so excited.
Depressing.
Right. Shit joke of the week!
Are we allowed to swear? I thought we were keeping it
smart. No. We can say whatever the fuck we want.
I was hoping to do that for all the children.
I came up with this joke on my birthday when Amy came to see me.
Right, guaranteed.
And,
it's not even been approved by a jokeman.
And, well...
Joker.
Well... Don't be harsh. But yeah, she's my girlfriend, so she's biased naturally. She did have let out a little sort of pity laugh. But I thought it was fantastic. It's terrible. Right. So basically I've got given a watch for my birthday.
Yeah.
And it's a Swiss watch.
It's a Swiss watch.
Yeah.
Like a Swiss Army.
That's just clearly a bang point point. I want to hear the joke.
So this is the joke. Okay, look, I've got it on right now and
that's a good thing. When you tell a joke, you should always tell people.
No, you're
telling a joke.
No, I've got to tell in the background. This is very long winded to a very terrible joke, but here we go. Here we go.
You guys get so much.
All right, here we go. So,
why did I come up with
this watch? Okay, this is the joke.
I'm listening. All right, just tell the joke.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Okay, I was ready. You're worried.
Okay.
I'm never ready.
Shut up. Okay. This watch. This isn't a Swiss watch. This is. This is.
No!
Did you ruin it?
No! No!
Was that the part?
No, it wasn't! You fucked it up anyway!
Jesus! Okay, this watch isn't a Swiss watch.
Yeah, go on.
It is a Swish
watch. It's a Swiss watch.
It's called a play on words. God damn it! All right.
It's a Swiss watch.
Yes.
It's a Swiss watch. That's a hard thing to say.
Swish.
A Swiss.
Watch.
No, you say Swiss and then watch.
No.
Swiss watch. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's Swish. Yeah. That's right. If you say Swish and then watch, it's really hard.
No!
Do it. See if you can do it. Swiss. No, I know the joke. I get the fucking premise of the joke. My point is, beyond your shite joke, there's a more important thing going on.
Swiss.
Yeah, not the watch you got, the mate, but the...
The what? The word? Yeah. Swish. It's like nice. It's like, it's cool, you know? Oh, fucking hell.
I thought you said Swish watch, though, so I thought it was even funnier. Not because of the meaning, because it just sounded silly. What? It's a Swish.
I think I've invented a multi-layered, incredible joke.
Back to the point of it is, imagine saying Swish and now watch straight after that.
Swish watch.
Say it faster.
Swish watch. Swish watch. Swish watch. Swish
it sounds
watch.
Like Swishy swash. You do it. It does.
Swiss watch.
No, not Swiss. Swish.
Swish watch. Swish watch, swish watch, swish watch, swish watch. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's my shit joke.
I think it was a really good shit joke of the week. Thank you for bringing that to us. This joke is brought to you by Twisties. You'll never find a more twistier site than Twisties. Oh, God, this is bad to be sorry enough. I don't know that many porn sites. I just...
Yeah, you kind of do, mate.
I don't. Who the hell uses more than one? It's pointless. You learn to use one.
Every joke has an answer. Here at Twisties, every hole's got a cock.
Jesus Christ.
Things that annoy Adam. I'm going to stop saying it in such a homosexual way.
Come down, but I don't.
Things that annoy Adam. Coming up. What you got? What you got? What's the things that annoy you? Come on, tell us. Oh, what really grinds your ballsack?
What really annoys me? Twitter.
Twitter. Oh, Twitter.
Tom.
Why? What's wrong with Twitter?
It sounds like Twisties. You get it mixed up. When people type in Twitter on your browser, they can see the Twisties is there before it. It's awkward. Everyone involved.
Porn, not some bloody hench guy.
You use his Twisties anyway. Oh. You have to pay. Anyway, Twitter. Why does it annoy you?
It's just for people who just have to shout even when there's no one to hear them. They just have to write stuff down. Anything, like, oh, you wouldn't just be walking down the street saying, go into the cinema.
So a bit like this show.
LOL.
By the way, you can Twitter. You can contact us by Twitter.
You can Twitter. Pornhub have a Twitter site, so sign up.
You know, several people are going to log on to Twisties after this.
Twisties, that's with a Y, not I-E-S. Things that annoy Adam were. So Twitter pisses you off. I don't know if it pisses me off. Like,
that's because you have to be part of it.
It pisses me off if I'm on it and then I don't want to be on. Imagine the only thing you could be on was not Twisties, that'd be alright. If the only thing you could be on was on Twitter and you didn't want to hear about everyone chatting about how they just took a shit, then it would piss me off.
No, but they do. Celebrities are just...
Yeah, but I'm not on it. Otherwise I wouldn't be on it.
No, but everyone's...
It annoys you despite the fact you're not on it.
I won't be on it.
That's stupid.
No, but if I join it, I'll still bitch. So what is the point of putting the effort into joining it?
Just bitch on Twitter about Twitter.
Yeah, right now I would tweet. I would tweet. Cat won't leave me alone. That's what I would do. And that would be just as...
Maybe reverse smiley face.
Definitely. Smiley face. Anything else? Grind your gears?
Tom, you occasionally grind my gears.
Yeah, why? Tom, what's going on, man? You're always grinding.
My timekeeper.
Yeah, I got a message. Like, I was calling up Tom. He said, I'm punctual now, by the way. I'm punctual. And then I told Adam, oh, he's punctual, by the way. Hmm. How late is he? 20 minutes.
Apparently, he's still a punctual
guy.
I think it was half past.
Half past at the end of it, wasn't it? It was half an hour wait for you bastard.
You
Yeah, inconsiderate bastard.
Oh, no.
Too busy.
I am more punctual than I have been in the past.
That's true, but...
Yeah. I remember first time I went out with Tom, like, I only made friends with him. I thought, hey, I'm invited, let's go do something. You can come around my... And I was saying, let's go to the cinema at, like, 12:30. 12:30 he comes, he's not there. I don't know where the fuck he is. Can't get hold of him on the phone because he won't answer his phone. So from the beginning, I already know this guy's trouble. Like, this guy is just someone to not even try to be on time. Like, it wasn't even close to... It was fucking terrible. Anyway, I get back home, and then I get a call from Tom saying, oh, mate, I'm back.
I don't remember this.
I'm back. I'm at the cinema point. I was like, where we were meant to meet. And I was like, it's an hour late. The film's, like, pretty much starting now. And you're like, no, I had to go back to get a different D-lock because I'd brought the wrong D-lock. And I was like, well, why didn't you have his phone? I brought the wrong phone.
But what the fuck? No, this never happened.
This literally happened.
I do remember this.
We never went to the cinema because I just went, well, fuck it, just come to mine now because there's no point in going to the cinema. So you came to mine. I looked at you through the window.
And then
you came around and we played PlayStation. Adam arrived, met you.
You looked so adorable.
You looked adorable. You were on a little beanbag, fitting, lovely blue sweater with a zebra on it. It was gorgeous.
And then you come look at your PlayStation. You looked at me sharply. You looked back.
Oh god, that was the meeting.
Oh, that was the moment.
I'm so glad I told my mum that I had no friends, and she called up your mum then.
She called my mum up. Is that why my mum told me to bring up you?
Do all Spanish people know each other?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, no, Spanish. This is just a Hispanic community.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, like, that's so Tom met me because his mum called up my mum and then my mum subtly said, oh, by the way, you might know a boy called Thomas Cox in your Spanish class. And then there was Thomas Cox and Joseph Ash, both of them there. two like boys that had grown up same time as I had, but with Spanish-ish parents.
Spanish-ish.
Spanish-ish. And then we met each other. But it's funny because then my dad got in contact with the school to make friends with you because apparently I was making no friends. I wasn't aware I had no friends in year 7. Wasn't aware of that. I thought I had friends, but obviously Miss Richardson thought otherwise. Miss Richardson decided, nah, it's not very that popular. I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. But, apparently she also, what'd she do? She like subtly told you to be Oscar's friend?
Yeah, it's like, she said, computery art thing where I had to cross pictures over.
Yeah.
We had to make, what was it, Victoria Beckham pick her nose. Yeah, that went global.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That went global.
It did
go global.
Yeah,
it was a lot. Check it out.
Advent on Twisties.
Yeah, it might be an Advent Twisties.
She said, work with Oscar. And I was like, I don't want to work with him.
Work with Oscar.
God. Okay. Well, at least you went to...
You're always with Jack and Cameron.
Well, yeah. At least you went to the same bloody school.
Yeah, what did you go to?
It was called Friends.
Friends school.
And you had no friends still. The worst
you were a little emo kid.
Ironically, everyone there was a loner.
Yeah, but what club school was it? Mormon?
No, not Mormon. Quaker, man.
It's a Quaker. So we are. You're sitting there. Oh my god, I'm honoured. I'm humbled to be with you, mate.
Isn't that Quaker's Oats?
I'm with a Quaker. That's the only thing I know what a Quaker is.
I'm just going to say, I am not a Quaker. I am not a Quaker.
Quaker religion and Quaker Oats is different thing.
We just pray for the oats. The oats are home.
The oats are right. Please, God. May the oats be luscious and porridgey.
It's like the Wicker Man. Have you seen the Wicker Man?
I have. Weird.
It's like, instead of honey, we worship the oats. It's like...
Honey's so much nicer.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I got a thing at Grounds by Gears. I wanted to bring this up. I didn't want to tell you guys before we start the show, but I thought of one. And it's basically people who try to look rich. All the people who wear gold necklaces and plastic diamond earrings and all that? It's like, basically, that's ridiculous because it's just, it's bullshit, man.
It's tap.
And it's tap, right? And it's like me going into my garden and painting a massive blue rectangle so people on planes can think I have a swimming pool. That's and if you come closer than 15,000 feet, you'll know I'm full of shit, which is basically the same with the golden necklaces and the plastic diamond earrings. So the minute I'm like 10 centimetres away, I can tell you full of shit.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because I can tell you're full of shit. No, but I mean, you sit with a tie, you're just like, hey, you got so much gold on me. And it's just like, really.
Is there someone
if that was real gold, your neck would be fucked.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That, I mean, it'd be fact.
It'd be a fact.
It'd be a fact, mate.
It'd be like, ugh.
Is there someone in particular that you're talking about?
No, I don't know anyone who actually wears gold necklaces and all that shit. So I don't know why I'm ranting. It's just on the TV. I think it annoys me.
Yeah.
Real grind, really grinds my gears.
It is Oscar's advice of the week. His pearls of wisdom.
Okay. If you ever want to imagine what it's like to be faster than a plane.
You
just got to run down a plane.
You don't. When it says normal speed.
What about like?
No, this plane is going at 600,000 miles per hour, and if you start running up it, you'll go at 600,000 miles per hour, whatever speed you're at.
But it won't feel like it.
No, you'll feel like it. You will see the window, the clouds will go. Like, obviously, that happens regardless. You sit still in the plane.
What if you feel it?
But there's going to be stewards and stewardesses going down the plane.
What are you saying? Well, at least, okay, so your average speed would be faster than a freaking plane.
You just run into one of the...
What happens if the trolleys get there? You want food,
And then you have to end up going backwards.
You're just going to look like a special kid just running up and down the bloody thing. It's just like, sir, can you please sit down? Please, I mean, we're trying to give everyone their food, give them people out their nuts, you know, and you're just going to be running up and down like a fucking retard, just going,
No, if you run backwards, you'd be going slower than a plane.
You just walk.
You'd actually be going slower than anything else because you're going whatever your running speed is minus 600 miles per hour. So you'd be going at like minus 5. No.
It'll just cancel out the backwards what you walk.
Oh my god.
No, because the minute you're not even making any progress if you're walking down a plane because you're not going because essentially the plane's taking you faster where you're meant. You know what I mean? Science, mate.
Science.
Maths, mate.
Pointless.
That doesn't make any sense.
Pointless.
Well, it's
no,
like...
No, seriously, like...
Don't make me get a graph out.
Whole plane.
I'll get it out.
If you just walk back towards it, you don't stay in one place. You're fucking miles away.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, so you would have still gone forward, but just the minus of the walking.
No, I'm not saying you wouldn't have gone forward. I said you wouldn't have gone forward the way you were walking backwards. Oh, it was misunderstanding. That's what that is.
Oh,
obviously, you suffer many of those, Thomas.
What, misunderstandings?
Yes.
Well, you're not going to see me running up and down a bloody plane just because
I'm... You're your parents' own misunderstanding.
With, like, a little cape. Oh, fuck off. Thanks for that.
Fuck me. All right. That's the advice, yeah. If you want to go faster than a plane, just run down the aisle. I think that was pretty good advice. I don't give a shit what you think.
Yeah, well, advice for looking like a tit. Yeah.
Okay, so hypothetical question of the week. What is it?
Well, who decided?
Well, Adam came out and thought a few thoughts we could do, like, what animal would you be, or what superhero would be, but I was thinking something a bit more crazy, like...
Well, you've played the game, aren't you?
Yeah, okay, so I'll ask Adam.
This is going to get really filthy very quickly.
Do you think that if you woke up one morning, right, blind, deaf, paralysed, so you can't feel anything...
And mute, is what you're saying.
And mute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can't feel anything you're touching, so you can't even feel the bed you're on, right? You can't even hear if you try to talk, right? So you've lost all your senses, right?
Okay.
All you can really do is, so you can feel just a little bit going on, but it's just not really very much. Do you think you were dead if you woke up like that?
Well, you're saying waking up, I mean...
Like, you've woken up from, like, the non-conscious state of sleeping.
Yes,
to
from eyes
when you wake
closed,
up.
Open,
but you're open, but you're still blind. You're like,
yeah, well...
But you can't even feel that. You can't even feel your eyes open because you're so paralysed.
Yeah, but surely if you're paralysed, you wouldn't be able to open your eyes.
Actually, there's a film I watched that was basically the same sort of idea.
I don't know. Some can move their face, can't they?
Well, yeah.
Some can only move their front and top half.
The next paralysed.
I meant if even the face was paralysed to that point.
Yeah, it wouldn't be able to move the muscles.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so you've got nothing.
So your eyes would still be closed, so you couldn't see.
Yeah, so do you think you'd be dead?
You do. Well, your quality of life would be
I'm sure you'd think about it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't hear anything. It would just...
There is those stories, like one guy woke up in a hospital and he was completely paralysed and everything, but he was like, he couldn't see... Or maybe because, I don't know, but he couldn't move. He couldn't make any sort of... He couldn't make any noise. And he was always... He could hear everyone going around him. And everyone thought he was in a coma. But in reality, he was just really paralysed.
So he was just like, everyone was just like, he's in a coma. And he's just like, fuck you, I'm not. He can't say it. So he was like there for 20 years, like, fuck you. And then eventually they managed to find a way to see if he was actually
dead. Happy slapped him. It's just like,
it was like through messages, through somehow, I don't know.
There's the film, what am I saying, the film? But there was a real life sort of bloke who, actually that happened, he got paralysed, but he could blink. And he would blink the alphabet. How he would communicate.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that's an epic film.
That's so nice. You might as well learn a different. You might just
what?
No.
The only
how they must come up with a better system than the 26 letter alphabet.
No, they had the most common letters that you would use.
What are the other letters?
And
all he could do was blink. He couldn't move his eyes. He couldn't go like that. Because that'd be quicker if you just went like had a board on the left with A and you stared at A. And then the no, I would say. You look at B.
Yeah, but.
They'd say, oh, he's looking at B.
It'd be like, deal or no deal. They'll stand there with letters. Me.
And if they say B, but he actually meant C, he could then look at another one and say, no, wrong one. And then go back to B.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Anyway, shut up.
It's really weird.
So do you think he'd be dead?
I don't know, I'd never really.
Well, I'm saying it was like.
What would you think? What would you think? What would you think?
I wouldn't be dead, but...
So you'd be aware that you're not dead?
Yeah. Yes, because, of course, you're conscious.
You've got no feelings.
You're thinking. Yeah, you can think, but you might think you've died and gone to another world.
Next life is going to be really disappointing.
I think, personally, what would happen, I would start thinking, right, and I would start thinking, oh, am I dead? And then I'd go into the atheist thought of thinking and just think, no, I'm not dead, because if I was dead, I wouldn't even have this conscience to think that.
Right. And God would be standing there.
But if you have any faith of belief, then you might think, no, I've died, but this is what it's like. It's a bit dark, but I can still think.
It's not bad.
It's going to be good. Boring in here. I'm going to have to think of quizzes for myself.
Can't even be my Sudokus.
And I'll never know the answers.
No, you've still got your mind, which is like, you can imagine shit, I don't know.
Yeah, you can imagine shit.
Yeah, but
running through a field,
state?
Obviously.
Would you be in that state?
You could run through a field all the time.
That would be...
That's your favourite hobby. This is your favourite pastime. Running through fields like a puppy, chasing a butterfly.
Maybe when people never shower with you, you get a bit smelly when you're in there. You'll feel like it's a sprinkler in your face. Or when you go to Disneyland, the spurt of water in your face. You'll love that.
Alright, so now it's the...
hypothetical.
This is the most like, desired part of the show.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Here we go to women and relationships. If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rat critics say he's money cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. Tell me
your speciality.
Are you my speciality?
Women and relationships.
It's not my speciality. It is definitely not. It's like, if you wanted advice from me, you'd have to do the opposite.
To be fair, that's probably true. None of us are in any position to give any advice. Like, we are the worst people to be talking about women and relationships.
But we've all got girlfriends, which is pretty...
I think that's probably one of the biggest achievements I've made in my life.
Yeah, really. Same.
Well done, guys. Probably the one. So, Thomas, you got any tips for? Okay, maybe not getting a relationship because still, I wouldn't think. I wouldn't say I'm. I wouldn't. I'm
do's
say
and
good.
Don'ts. Do's and don'ts, sort of thing. Maybe.
Do's and don'ts for getting with women. I'm gonna say go.
Getting with women.
Yeah. Don't call her Malcolm.
What?
If you call her Malcolm, she'd be like, "That's not my name."
Why? Where did Malcolm come from?
That's a real random one as well.
Yeah. Where the fuck did that come from?
The worst thing to call a woman, Malcolm.
I think there's worse things you can call a woman. Yeah, Malcolm.
Definitely. Like, what if you call your girlfriend your ex-girlfriend by accident?
I think there's worse things than calling her by accident.
You call her a girl's name.
No, that's worse. That's worse. That is definitely worse.
I think it's just like a big fat.
No, it's worse.
High-eating northerner.
Yeah, that wouldn't go well either, especially with a southerner.
Well,
the northerner would be like, yeah, fair game.
Do's and don'ts. I'm allowed to tell this story. I checked. I'm allowed to tell this story. Do's and don'ts. It's not how to get with a woman, but like first date.
How to stop
first date, pretty much.
First date. Oh, you go
okay,
on a date.
So,
okay,
right,
yeah.
All right.
I was thinking clubs, but all right.
Clubs. Well, no.
You're more infamous for your party maneuvers.
Fucking hell. No.
Badgering.
All right.
I knew this guy for 1 month.
That is good.
I knew him for 1 month. And he managed to get with half the people.
There's gonna be certain amounts of censorship on this issue.
Maybe we should talk a bit quieter.
Okay. Well, first dates. Yeah. Right, okay. Oh, I'm allowed to tell this, so I'm going to tell you. All right. This was the first date I went on with Amy, and we went to the Arts Picture House, and I thought this film looked really good because I'd seen some trailers for it, and it looks quite, like, not art house, actually quite art house, but, like, yeah. it looked entertaining. I was like, it's...
Is it Twilight?
No, not Twilight. This film was called Tyrannosaur. And I don't know if anyone else has seen Tyrannosaur, but it's
a transsexual dinosaur.
No.
That's all that is.
No.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
No.
What fucking film did you
I don't know if anyone has...
better than from the
Mate, listen.
Imagine,
I'm a dinosaur, but I don't know what sex I am.
Jurassic Park. The dinosaur's fucking around.
For fuck's sake. It has nothing...
It's a T-Rex having sex on.
It has literally nothing to do with dinosaurs.
It's probably
at
a
all.
Tranny
people.
I'm
a little disappointed.
No, but I thought, okay, I'll take her to see this. She'll think I'm like interesting films. And, you know, I'll look good. You know, it won't.
Sure.
And I had
it's damn interesting.
Well, I had no idea because we both sat down in the cinema. It was packed because it was just released, and it's 2 minutes in. The main character comes out of a bar and kicks his dog to death.
Was he drinking Stella?
Yeah, he comes out of somewhere and he just like sees his dog. He's really angry.
Yeah, that's
and
my
he
wife.
Kicks. He kicks. You see this completely. Like it doesn't hide it at all. He kicks the dog to death.
He kicks it to death.
Yeah, and
could be worse.
You know, my mum
literally
RSPCA.
First,
she'd be pissed off with this movie.
First 2 minutes in, and from there it just goes worse. And I looked at Amy, and bless her, it already she looked like she was about
aroused.
To cry. About to cry because like
it roused.
She the dog gets kicked in, but that's not the end of it. The dog is then carried away because he feels bad, obviously, and then he holds the dog in his arms and he starts stroking it, and the dog looks like it's like really sad, and then you see him burying it the next day, and then it just goes downhill from there. Maybe I shouldn't spoil the film for people who want to see it.
I don't think I want to. No one's going to watch the film if it starts with that shite.
Well, it just gets worse, really, because as the film goes on, you find there's another character who is abused by her husband.
Oh, and was a dog.
No,
can we not talk about it anymore? Boy,
yeah,
that's annoying me.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Very depressed.
Worst first date ever.
If you found out that Amy was aroused by dogs getting their face kicked in,
she's not going to be happy.
Just imagine that. Just imagine that. Imagine that was true. What would you have done?
Barbara Streisand.
I got one piece of advice. I know this works from my own personal experience. Is that the only B word girl should ever be called is beautiful. Yeah.
What was the name like Bonnie?
Bitches love that, trust me.
Alright, let me ask you a question. Okay, what is the worst and the best thing you've done while drunk trying to impress a girl? So you're trying to impress a girl, you're pissed out of your skull. What's the best thing you've done?
I think the best thing I've done is shown them my way.
You're taking the piss.
No, it's the best thing I've done. Brilliant. That was brilliant, that was. The worst thing I've done...
I really don't want to know the worst thing.
The worst thing, I'm not sure what it will be. I mean, I've done some stupid things.
Okay.
Oh, fuck me, I forgot about that.
Okay, so... We've got
so
two...
So you remember Ocker? Should I explain the Ocker thing? Because that's got to go somewhere, right? I mean... We went to like a rave in a forest. It was like the only rave in a forest I've ever done. And we went to it when we were like 18, 17?
17, I reckon.
You were 18.
Yeah, you could get us the booze, right. So we went to this rave in the forest. And it was like, it was so dark. It was like, it was really dark, wasn't it? It was like, you couldn't see anything. We were just drinking straight vodka from the bottles.
Rock hard people.
And eventually the vodka starts going through much quicker than it does at the beginning. At the beginning, you're just like, everything is such a struggle.
God, listening to you talk about vodka is the most annoying thing. It's like, guys, I can drink all the vodka, you know, because I have a little bit.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
And then I just stop. And then I have a little bit more.
What are you talking? Nah.
You always say that.
I've just never heard him say that.
I've never heard myself say that.
He always says it.
What, me? I always talk about...
Yeah, drink vodka so
I never
expertly.
No, I never say that. I always say I can't drink beer, but I think I can drink vodka pretty well. Anyway.
It's just the facts.
Anyway, and then we got real drunk, and then I remember I kept telling girls that I was Oka, the spiritual leader, man. Oka, the spiritual leader. And that I had spy planes watching me all the time. They were like, what the fuck? And I was just like, yeah, police planes are watching it. No, police don't have planes to spy people. I was saying they do. But Oka, the spiritual leader, eventually got something, you know, so... Mm. You know, there's always one girl that likes the spiritual.
That's a very bizarre night for all of us. Let's not talk about it.
Well, we just had a little break, and
can I just say that's the worst 20 minutes of my life.
It was pretty much girlfriend break. Me and Oscar just got on the phone and said goodnight to our...
It's pretty appalling just listening to Thomas, man. It's just like. It's like if a vagina could talk, it's what it would say.
Thank you so much.
It's basically calling you a pussy.
I've often thought this theory. If a vagina could talk, what would it say?
All the stories.
All the stories.
Once upon a time. Old
muscly over here.
Spin us a yarn.
Old worm came in for a year.
Have you seen that self?
Obviously, you would have that sort of accent, that sort of, I'm American. Southern.
It's called a
growler. Yeah, that's a growler. I'm a growler. It has a male Southern American voice. Old man.
Well, yeah, haven't you seen the South Park episode where Oprah's
vagina can talk.
And then the arsehole can talk as well, called Gary. Gary's
Gary
called,
the arsehole.
Yeah, and it's like, no, Gary's the name with a vagina. It's like, oh, I want to see Panis, Gary. It's like, it's all right. We'll get there. It's beautiful.
Panis. Ah, man, this is the time we've all been waiting for.
Better close
space. The name of this part of the show is called Top 10 Most Read BBC Headlines Read Out While Eating an Awkward Food. So basically, Thomas is gonna stuff his mouth full of marshmallows.
Hopefully, this will be the first of many.
Read the top 10. Have you got the camera? I want to take some pictures.
Oh, we're documenting this. Is all.
I'll take a picture.
Right. Okay. I've got to see. I haven't looked at these properly, and I think I'm going to need. Do I have to eat every single one in the bowl?
I think
every single one.
I think that
should I start doing that right now then? And Adam, you're gonna have to fill or something because I'm just gonna
have to do what.
Phil, right, talk. I can't talk.
I want you to stuff them all in your mouth.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm doing now, so...
I thought you called me Phil.
Phil.
Sorry? This is going to be fun.
Thomas is getting pretty full of marshmallows right now. How many have you put in your mouth, do you think?
Not the biggest
fuck nose. Was that fuck nose?
Is that the biggest load you've ever had in your mouth?
You can actually tell when he said fuck nose.
Like a monkey. With babies.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, read them out. Go.
Don't say.
Could you at least get a word out? Fucking monk.
Two words. Movie.
Such a degenerate man. That's disgusting. He looks like he's got fangs that look like marshmallows. I didn't catch any of these. What number are you on? Two. It's going well. Steve Jobs. FBI files. Made public. Oh my god, you're such a dick.
Something about France.
Oh, for God's sake. Can you read it faster now? It's fucking difficult. He's spitting him out. What the fuck is wrong with you? You look like a fucking twat.
What's the last thing?
I'm chugging.
I'm a thing.
It looks like you've been poisoned. It is. Yeah, the pills are like, it's like just foaming out the mouth. Also available on twisties.com. You look like you've been bukkake and don't eat in the mouth.
It's your sex
noise. Swallow it. Swallow it. Oh, this is disgusting. I never get a picture of this. This is so... No? Alright. I'm not taking one. I can't see you. Don't put him in the bowl and new marshmallow.
Where the fuck am I gonna put him then? Jesus.
Wait, here,
mate.
Oh my god.
That's disgusting.
This is swelling.
Look at that.
Put those in as well.
His hands are like covered in marshmallow goo that he's half chewed.
I can't look.
I thought you'd try eating them while you're doing it. But you just clipped them in your mouth.
Well, that's the point though, isn't it? You have to do it while your mouth's full. I mean, what's the point?
So now we're on to the last bit of the show, I guess, which is your song suggestions of the week.
My song suggestion of the week. Oh, because I come, I'll use the train a lot. I often just listen to music on train, and while on the way here, I was listening to the Sparkle Horse and Danger Mouse album.
Sparkle Horse and Danger Mouse. If it hasn't got an animal in it, he's not really going to listen to it.
No, no.
The name of the band has to have an animal in it.
Is it like Master Mouse?
Otherwise it's shit.
The album is... Dark Night of the Soul is the album. Ooh, it's Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse, and the track that I think is worthy of our first track, our first song of the week or whatever, is Just War. By also featuring Gruff Reese, but yeah, that track's pretty good, and I was listening to that on the way here, and I don't know, I can keep going.
Time I've met you, Tom, you've always had a cold.
A cold.
A cold.
Well, it is snowing outside. It is particularly cold.
But I don't have a cold.
Well, you might.
Do you think I'm more superior than you?
No, you're Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Venice. Oh, he's been his
way. I didn't see that coming a mile away.
Okay, well, then I guess that's everything for this show. The boobs with Oscar, Adam, and Thomas.
I hope you're more informed about boobs.
We're only on YouTube because we're pretty lazy. So, yeah, that's all. And. Anyone who is listening has clearly got way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, but thank you.
Well, yeah.
Like, you just listen to so much shit.
Well, we hope we haven't offended you in any sort of way. If you're Spanish and you're trying to learn
English. If you're Spanish
English.
Or if you're Thomas's girlfriend.
She's not listening to this.
If you're my girlfriend and just embarrassed by hearing me.
Well, she is.
Anyone I know hears it.
Anyone we know, if we'll stop embarrassed, just even have us as Facebook friends, I guess.
Just delete us.
But anyway, yeah, now that you do have way too much time, my suggestion is that you go out and do something. Maybe go to a field. That is frequently visited by metal detector people, like on Midsummer Common.
And badgers.
Yeah, and badgers. And just bury, like, a big piece of metal with a note that just says, Fuck you. Go to hell. Get a real hobby. Right, let's end the show. Just end the show.
I'm going.
Bye.
All right, bye. Thanks for listening. Thank you.